Good morning, friends. This is Joel Martin with you for the Everlasting Word. Now, today we're going to be in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, and we're going to talk about two what seem like simple words that Jesus said. But when Jesus said, "Follow me," the question is, what did he really mean? What did he really mean when he saw Peter and Andrew washing their nets, mending their nets, and he said, "Follow me"? But if we really stop and think about the depth of what he truly meant when he said, "Follow me," it will absolutely astound you. Now, as we begin reading in Matthew chapter 4, we'll read verses 18 through 22. And beginning in verse 18, it says, "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him." But now, the two key words that Jesus said was, "Follow me." Now, we know John the Baptist was the forerunner of Christ. He prepared the way. He prepared the way through repentance and baptism by water. And he prophesied of the coming of the one that he was not worthy even to unloose the latchet of his sandal. Now, no doubt that Peter and Andrew and James and John had heard about the coming Christ through John the Baptist, and they were prepared. Now, but the key words that Jesus used when he was walking by the Sea of Galilee and he saw them was, "Follow me." Now, that simply did not mean fall in behind me and just walk where I walk. Just go where I go. You know, that's the very surface meaning of it. But if we really stop and think about what did Jesus truly mean by "follow me." So I jotted down a few things that came to my mind during the week. And the first thing I wrote down is, we're not the leader. We're not the leader. Jesus Christ, if you're a born-again child of God, you're not the leader. Jesus is the leader. We follow his lead in everything, every facet of our life. We cast all our prayers upon him. We cast all our cares upon him. We never cease in prayer. We go to our secret place in prayer, and we commune with our God, and we pray to him. We commune with him, and we seek and follow his leadership. For Jesus said, "I'm the vine, ye are the branches. Without me, ye can do nothing." So friends, we're no longer the leader. We must fall in behind Jesus and follow his leadership in his paths of righteousness for his name's sake, no matter where he might lead us. And that leads me to the second thing that I wrote down. That he is going to lead us in his paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now that's referring to the sanctification process. The Lord, in order to purify us and refine us and to try our faith by fire, to refine us and make us that willing, acceptable vessel that God would have us to be to serve him. He's going to lead us through some dark, difficult times in our life so that we will learn to depend on him that we will learn to get self out of the way and completely depend on Him and learn to seek Him with all our heart, all our mind, and all our soul. And that He becomes the number one absolute priority in our life, and everything else comes in a distant second. He doesn't mean for us to disregard everything else, but He does mean that nothing be put before Him, for He is a jealous God. And we must understand that if we have anything set before Him, that we are committing the sin of idolatry. So the second thing that Jesus meant was to follow me was, I'm going to sanctify you. And that can be a very painful process, some more painful than others, but it can be a very painful process for us to learn to let go of this world, to let go of the lust of this world, to let go of the cares of this world, to let go of these things and fully learn to trust God for everything about our life. For the Bible teaches us that you know, gold is precious, but nothing is more precious than the trying of our faith by fire, for to refine us and to make us more Christ-like. That is precious. At the time we're going through it, we think we're going to die. We'll have the same attitude that the Israelites had. So why did God lead us out here to die when we could have stayed in Egypt where we had plenty of food? We had all these things. What's God doing to us? While we're going through that process, we have the same attitude. But when God gets us through that process and we see the benefits of it and what we've become in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's when we look back and we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But then the next thing that Jesus meant about follow me was, any personal desires that you might have, you got to let them go. They must go. Any personal agenda, any personal desires, any goals that you might have in your own heart wanting to achieve, you got to let them go. Because right now, you're following Christ. We can't fall in behind the Lord Jesus Christ and have our focus on something else. We can't do that. For when we're following Him, our focus must be solely and completely on Him, and our heart must be set on Him. But unfortunately, there's a whole lot of people playing the game, saying they're following the Lord, but their heart is completely set otherwise. It's set on something else. They're playing the game, but their heart is far from following the Lord Jesus Christ. So any personal desires that we have, they've got to go. Our desires have got to become His desires. That's what following the Lord Jesus Christ means. Our desires must be His desires. We can't have any personal agendas, personal desires, or anything, for else the Lord will expose those. He truly will. Now, the next thing I jotted down about when the Lord said, follow me, and what it means is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, we might give the Lord lip service with that, but do we truly practice it? Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Are we doing that? If we're not doing that, are we really following Him? And the next thing I jotted down was, love your enemy. Now, that's a hard one. But Jesus taught to love and to pray for your enemies. Friends, you live long enough, you're going to have enemies. You're going to have conflicts. But Jesus taught in his teaching, he taught for us to love our enemies and to pray for our enemies. And we must learn to take a step back and think, wait a minute, I know I have an enemy in this person, or I know I have a conflict with this person. Am I praying for this person? Am I loving on this person? Am I doing that? Am I following the teaching that Jesus taught us in his word? I have to say that if we're not loving our enemies, if we're not praying for our enemies, we're not following Christ. We're not following his teaching. And I know that's hard. I know it's not popular. But Jesus said, follow me. And the point of this message is, what did he truly mean when he said, follow me? Like I said at the onset, he just didn't mean to fall in behind him and walk where he walked. He meant for us to follow his teachings, to follow his statutes, to live his teaching, to live his statutes, and be him, be a manifestation of him, and be more Christ-like each and every day of our life, so that we might be a shining light to a lost and a dying world. That's what Jesus means by follow me. Now, the next thing I jotted down, and if you ain't got your steel-toed shoes on, you might want to find them. Forgive those who have sinned against you. Now, it is easy for us to say, Lord, forgive me of this. For Lord, I sinned, I done that. Please forgive me. We always want forgiveness for ourselves. But what did Jesus teach? That if you can't forgive those who have sinned against you, I can't forgive you. That's what he taught. So we have, for us to truly follow the teachings that the Lord Jesus Christ taught, we have to forgive those who have sinned against us. Forgive those who have done us wrong. Yes, we may have emotional scars. Yes, we may have bad memories. We may have those things in our emotions. Yes, but spiritually, we have to be able to forgive those who have sinned against us. We truly do. If we're not doing that, we're not following the teachings of Christ. Now, the next thing I jotted down, and I'm getting to the end of my list, is to take up your cross daily. Take up your cross daily and follow him. Now, what does that tell us? Christianity is a 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week commitment. It's just not on Sunday morning. It's just not on Sunday night. It's just not on Wednesday night. It is a 24/7 commitment. We are to deny ourselves and take up our cross daily and follow him. What does the cross represent? The cross represents shame. It represents reproach. And we must be willing to bear that for the sake of Christ. And when Jesus said, follow me, he means for us to take up our cross every day and follow him. Now, the last thing I jotted down is when Jesus was teaching the disciples to pray. In one portion of the prayer, he was teaching the disciples to pray that the Lord's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If we're truly going to follow the Lord, if we're truly going to be followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we must pray that his will be done. And we must learn to pray according to his will and plead with him that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, as I see my time about to run out, I hope something in this list has rung a bell with you and helped you of what Jesus truly, truly meant when he said, follow me. And what that means is, are we truly following and applying his teachings? And that's the message today. I hope it's been helpful to you. I'll be back with you next week. This is Joel Martin.